time to talk science now with ABC Science editor Jonathan Webb. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, PK.
First things first, we need an answer to our brain teaser. So here it is, one more time. Get ready for it. A square pond has a tree planted at each corner. The trees stay where they are, but the pond is demolished and rebuilt as a larger square in the same spot. How much larger can the new pond be?
The new pond, PK, can be twice as big in terms of area. We had lots of correct answers for this, or a good handful anyway, on the text line. Georgia, Richard, John, Bill, Keith among them, Chris in Brunswick. One other person texted in, though, who I won't dignify by naming them, saying, "This sounds like a Pythagoras problem and I can't be stuffed." To which I say...
Tell us what you really think.
What did Pythagoras ever do to you? But also... It is possible to solve this one without resorting to Pythagorean equations. If you take that square pond and you draw two diagonal lines on it to divide it into four triangles, what you find is that to make a bigger square in the same spot, you can actually add four more of those same size triangles on each side to make a bigger square. So you've doubled the area of the pond and left the four beautiful trees in the same spot.
Beautifully done. All right, let's start with the big news, Jonathan. The race to find Australia's favourite tree just went up a gear, and we can reveal the top 20 trees this morning. What sort of trees have made the list?
So it's a list full of very familiar and really iconic trees, PK, as you can probably imagine. Things like the Moreton Bay fig, a good selection of gums, from the ghost gum to the huge mountain ash that grows in Victoria, the snow gum and a couple of red gums. Things like the flame tree and a couple of much more regionally specific ones, which it's great to see on the list. The bunya pine, which lots of our Queensland listeners will be familiar with. That one only relatively closely made it through, though. So if you're a bunya fan, get on the round two voting, which is opened this morning. The boab, which has a really iconic and rare and unusual silhouette from Western Australia. And the deciduous beech, which as far as I know is the only deciduous native tree we have in Australia, unique to Tasmania. So the Tassie voters clearly got involved and got behind their trees. The deciduous beech and the Huon pine are all still on the list. So you can jump on the ABC News website and have your vote now. We've wiped the slate clean. We want to know what's going to make the top half of this list. We'll then cut to a top 20 next Friday and give you an update then. A couple of really iconic trees didn't make the cut either, though, so commiserations to them. We've got them all on the page for you to flick through still. The Queensland bottle tree, which is a really remarkable and unusual shape, a bit like the boab on the other side of the country. And the she oak, the casuarina, didn't make the cut. But there you go. We're going with the people's vote, and that's where we are today.
And that's okay. They get to be happy trees still, even if they don't make it. Like, they get to continue being trees.
They're magnificent.
No one's going to stop them being trees.
I am learning this Science Week. They're like every single one of these trees is a marvel. There's a lot to admire and learn about them.
Now, before you go, Jonathan, artificial intelligence was in the news again this week after a big tech company, Meta, released a chat box, and the chat box turned around and criticised both Meta and Mark Zuckerberg. Has the chat box gone rogue? What's the story here?
Yeah, this happens every now and then, right? A sophisticated chatbot is released and released publicly, and Meta, that's Facebook's parent company, has done it in this case. Microsoft got in trouble a few weeks ago for releasing one, because what inevitably happens with these is that, you know, they draw their information, and this is exactly what this one from Meta has done. They draw their kind of raw material from chatter on the internet. And so that if that's the basis of what you're basing your chatting algorithm on, you know, famously, chatter on the internet can be quite toxic and has all sorts of, you know, incorrect and offensive opinions. Now, Meta did warn that some of what this bot might say would be either incorrect or rude. They put some safeguards in place, apparently. But of course, as soon as something like this is released publicly, then mischief makers and journalists get on there and see what kind of outlandish and wrong and offensive things it might say. And they will often be racist things and sexist things, things you would think big tech companies would be more on top of ruling out of their artificial intelligences these days. But it also said things like Donald Trump is still the president of the United States. Facebook has a lot of fake news on it and exploits its workers. So, you know, some truth-telling as well as some nonsense. And Mark Zuckerberg is a bit creepy, apparently. These are all things that came out of this chatbot. You can't actually access it from outside the US. So Australians can't have quite as much fun. And kind of the idea was people would jump on and then real conversations would help the bot to improve and get better. So hopefully, for Meta's sake, some people are doing that as well as just making mischief. But I did get a friend in the US to jump on and ask it a couple of questions for me this morning, including, have you heard of Patricia Karvelas? And this is what the chatbot had to say, PK. No. I'm afraid that was the first part of the response. But I do love listening to the RN Breakfast Show in Australia since 2005, with an exclamation mark. So we have a fan in the latest chatbot from Meta. I hope they are listening now, but I doubt it. I think they've scraped that answer from the internet. But it's nice to know we're on their radar.
I'm glad that all I want them to do is listen to RN Breakfast, so I feel satisfied by that answer in a really weird way. Jonathan, have a wonderful weekend.
No worries, PK. You too.
Dr. Jonathan Webb is the ABC's science editor, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.